الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers, Islam, one of the actions that is most disliked by Allah Ta'ala is zulm, oppression. We take this act to be very act that is not very, we don't take it seriously at all. Zulm is something that can cause harm to another, and can cause a lot of harm to a person who deeds to the right person. I'll show you a few things which we do not understand, which is so basic and can be done every day if we know how to read and we have the interest to do it. Allah Ta'ala has given us different actions to do where the one can do and can achieve the maximum reward. So for example, a person makes dua for himself, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah says, a person makes dua for himself and forget to make dua for his parents. He is a zalim. And in these days, you know, the respect for parents is no more. Unfortunately, it's sad to say people with good habits, they can believe in namaz and all that. But when it comes to respect of parents, they have no respect at all. And I'm just saying now, the person may dua and does not make dua for his parents, it is done. Yet today, you find our parents, how they are treating our parents. I don't have to tell you. We are causing so much harm to our parents, and the same parents look after him, taking care of him in the home. You know, in the days when they were going through difficulties and hardships, but they still looked after him, they took care of him. The mother may drive away and make sure she looked after him. We do not understand the people how they achieve money. But most of us receive money through inheritance. But in the older days, it was men had to work very, very hard to achieve what they achieved. And the parents went through all that hardship to see that whatever education is given to the nation, they give the best education, the best of life. Mothers are of this kind that they may not eat their own food, but they give the children the food to eat. When you are young and small, the mother looks after you like a baby. She overlooks all her, threw away all her comforts, made sure that my child is given the best. But all that you notice that with all the rest of the parents are given, yet today in this time, which person is willing to come from the parents? Everything now, let us take our parents and put them in the homes. Remember, you are only one day also becoming old. Now the homes become so famous that we can just put our parents to homes and that's where we life. I just went to Tanpa the other day, not Tanpa, just of the victims. And I saw that the situation was very sad. That, you know, men and mothers put into the homes and they don't come in to see them at all. The same mother who took them up care to make sure that my child would go through all the comforts and she go over her comfort. But if this is our condition today, maybe when we are good with others, we make sure we keep others in the best of conditions that we forget our own parents who looked after us so much. Allah Ta'ala says to them, do not say oof to them too. What the oof means? What do you mean of oof? The oof means that you must not even say a word that has hurt them. You must be so careful what you say to them. But today it's not that so. We are doing all the good deeds, but forget. The respect of father and parents is this, but you don't walk in front of your father, you walk behind him. How many of us have been that? You're not supposed to wait for a boy to see. And what you're not supposed to raise your voice with a parent and mother. How many of you are raising your voices to your parents? We're doing all the things that we're doing good deeds, but if you think you take it back to be very not important at all. You do not know that when a person looks at his mother, you're like kissing Hajj Aswad. Like kissing Hajj Aswad. In other words, the reward. Likewise, even the fathership, the reward is very high. But how many of us, with all the good deeds we're doing, we take our sheikh more higher than the rest of the parents, but do not understand that parents more higher than the sheikh? As long as you tell us what the right things to do, if you don't tell you to do wrong things, then the Quran says to us that if they say you think that you go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must not follow it, but you must show, don't show disrespect, kindness. Now we haven't got that in us at all. Yet they say that your parents are going to give you help, you make sure you help them. You don't walk behind, you don't walk in front of them, walk behind. So who is the person trying to raise your voice of parents to say whatever you want? So what kind of respect is that now? What is the meaning of that? So if that person who does show that kind of disrespect, the parents didn't even kind of dua, he could make dua with parents. A zalim is he who made dua for himself, but he forgets to make dua with parents. We are very fortunate that a person who is five times namaz, that in the namaz, that in the entire at-tahiyyat, he is making dua for the parents. So, what is important is this, but do not become a zalim. Zalim is a person who Allah does not like at all. So, first is that person who made dua for himself and not made dua. Made dua by the city and made dua for the parents straight away. Because any kind of dua you make for the parents, for the harm, for the good, the sacrifice, they are not made. Remember, whatever you are doing, whatever good is happening to you today is because of God's appearance. Second, that person who doesn't, every day passes by, does not see 100 ayat in the Quran. 100 ayat in the Quran, like very important, those people who read Yasin, Surah Mulk, they read all those things. That person, but to read 100 ayat in the Quran, if it does not, person does not read, that means if they have passed, Allah is a zalim. How many people are doing that today? How many people are reading the Quran today? We feel very difficult to open the Quran to discuss the Quran today. We don't know we're allowed to open the Quran to talking to Allah Ta'ala. And that person who recites the Quran, looks at the Quran, and recites the Quran, he does not be alive. Allah Ta'ala special attention on you today. Allah is attention, special towards you on you, attention to you. If you only know that's important, you open the Quran every day to speak to Allah Ta'ala. So that person is Zani, who at the time it has passed by without reading 100 ayat. I'm saying this so that it must come into our lives. Milky part of our life that must be through the attack on those things. Third is that person who passed the Qabristan does make Muslim, why Muslim was dead. This is what our Quran will pass, a million, hundred times will pass the Qabristan. But you will not make dua for the day. It is done. Why? Because you forgot yourself that you will go one day there too. So you're so engrossed in the world to that extent that you're going to Qabristan to that time you forget the day first. Whereas if a person got fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was by the Qabristan too, he made dua at least while not present. He made that not present. And he himself realized that one day I will go there too. So that will remind me that the reality was the issue. So Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned these few things. That one has to do. The one who he said this might be the person when he passed the Qabristan is this right away. And the dog is dua for the person who is going to make dua. Then the person who passes by it, he had a friend, but he does not have his own name. Two friends for the sake of Allah, they became very friends, very close friends, but each one did not do their deed. The zani. And the last one, he said that the person invited by a Muslim for meal, and he knows he's got halal food.
and you don't accept the invitation, it is nothing. So many people today, they're exaggerating their lives. They become so extreme, whatever they do. Even a Muslim invited, they don't go and eat in a Muslim's house. They go to that extent, yeah, eat your food halal or not. When you know that man, they say he's a pious person, and he invites you to eat halal meals, you will tell your food, your chicken halal. That is like you are the only one that's halal in this world. No one is more halal than you. Well, that person is so pious, you see him in a masjid, very quiet and everything, but yet you don't want to go to his house because, no, I don't know what you're doing. Where are they? Where you got that kind of thing? He's a dummy. Because he's now showing to that person that he hurt his feeling also. And to hurt a Muslim is very extreme. He invites you, you know he's a very good man. You know he's a pious man. You know his way of life, everything. But because you have got something in you, would you feel you are better than anyone else? You don't want to eat the food of that person. So you are happy with that. I know about change, and I'm telling you. He was invited to Walima. And the son and father looking at the Muslim, eat the food or not. See what kind of brain you make to people. The child now looking at his father, must I eat this food or not? What's the meaning of that? He does not know what the big sin it is. That person got food in the halal. But now he's looking at this place, whether I eat the food or not. But Alhamdulillah, fortunately, when he came, he explained to him what the mistake he's making and the wrong that he means him. Yet he made himself a very pious person. But he made the brain of the child of that kind that, you know, I must not eat food in any Muslim household. So, he does that. So these are things, a few things we don't understand. And the most important thing the parents are talking about, not being to offer them and not to make, to take care of them, become old. Because why does everyone become old? That's the time most important to look after them. Because Allah says in the Quran, when they reach that old age, that is the time to make sure that you must take care of them, because at that age, that area of that kind, that they become like small children. They become like folks. Everything becomes like folks. You will not forget when you're going to get old too. I've always said, when you don't forget, you're going to get old too. If you treat them like that today, tomorrow your turn will come too. That's why they say when a person, how you treat the person that will return to you. I know of a person who hit his father very badly. He was very bad of him. He died in a very bad way too. Allah marhamah his father. Parents is something that Allah has created, that after وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Allah bring mercy to ibadat Allah ta'ala, no one else. And straight away without namaz and anything, what is one day in ihsan? Look after your parents. Because for them today you are in the position. I can tell you so many incidents of this kind. A mother looked after a child. And the child was so bad, drunken. He actually took his mother's head and tried to drown her. But the same mother, when we went and told her this mother was going to put it in the hospital or to the police, called the police, she said, no, please don't do that. That is the mother. But just trying to tell you that the same mother looked after you, today you and I, don't see how you speak to your mother today? That's how you speak to your wife. Your mother is everything to you. You remember one thing, when you're sick, you go to your mother. But I'll never forget a husband's one statement. I always say it. When a husband comes from a journey, the wife will ask you, what you brought for me? I'm not running them down, they got the right to say that. But the mother will say, did you eat food or not? Remember this incident, I always say, no matter what you are, and whatever you're doing now, it's the dua of your mother. Many people have lost their parents and seen a lot of disrespect to the parents. That is one way. Be good to the friends of the father. Be good to the friends of my father's friend, my mother's friend. Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One old lady, the way he attended to her, the Sahaba Yahu, we were so old.
And who is she that will be doing some of kindness? You know, she should come to meet her, the Khadija radiallahu anha. That I want to see the same kind. How many of us, what I'm saying, are doing that or not? We are doing all the things what we're doing. We will very good to friends, we could tell to other people are very good. But who someone are supposed very close to your friendship, to give kindness to them? That you know. So if you want Allah Ta'ala to give rahmat to us and barakah to us, that this one way you can get the barakah is take care of the parents. Look after them. You cannot say, make dua for them. Make dua for them. Allah will give them.